Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about working overtime. So let's get into it. So the question in question was a bit of a story, and the story goes, "Hi Frederick, my main question is at the end. I've watched your videos for a while and I thank you for sharing your knowledge and experience." No worries, mate. Hopefully the videos are useful to you. "There are only so many channels that have practical advice and lessons relevant to what happens after you get the first job." I'm glad that you say so, because that's one of the main things I'm trying to go for here. Trying to make content that isn't for the absolute beginners, more about content for the people who are looking to become or are professional software developers. "I started working as the sole developer for a startup in 2018 and then left for a job as a junior software engineer on a team of two other developers in 2019. We were working with Vue, Laravel, PHP, and sometimes Node. The experience was priceless and I've learned a lot, but at the same time I had to put in a lot of time outside of work in an effort to get up to speed and not get fired." Oh, that sounds awesome. "At one point I had to sign a performance improvement plan since I wasn't finishing my sprint tasks on time. This was not revisited after my improved performance on the next sprint." They evaluate you on a sprint by sprint basis? Oof. "Currently I believe my manager is very pleased with my work, but as my team grows technically and professionally over time, I think we're coming to a consensus that management's expectations are not proportionate to the workload. Personally, I've been doing some self-reflection and been thinking that I should stop working outside of business hours. I haven't been leaving myself much time for all the other things I want to do with the skills that I have developed. And also, I feel like I haven't been respecting myself and my own worth. I would like to continue working for this company, but since I feel like my market value has risen a lot, I am not as scared of losing my job as I once was. What do you think about juniors or anybody else working lots of unpaid overtime?" Well, my standpoint on working overtime is usually that any company that expects overtime from their employees should treat that process of overtime as a favor to the company. If you are working for a company that you really enjoy, you have to understand that as a worker bee, like most of us, the company has certain things that need to be met. Like, you need to perform at least a certain level for the company to be sustainable. And that, I know that some extreme people out there will go and say, like, "Oh, I don't really care about the company. Why should I do this and that and so forth?" Well, the fact of the matter is that it's for your own survival. I mean, if you do have 100 other options, then sure, you don't have to care all that much about the company. But if you do enjoy working there, sometimes it is very appropriate, at least if you ask me, to go and add some extra hours. If your manager comes in and says in a very relaxed and transparent way that we have this big project or we're in a bit of a performance phase, like we have to deliver a lot, then I would say that it would be pretty decent of you to put in that extra time to help the company out, and in return I would suspect, or I would expect at the very least, that the company appreciates that, and maybe you can get some flex time going. That's very normal. It's very normal that if you work some extra hours here and there, you can go home early on Fridays, or like whatever you want to do with that extra time. But the fact of the matter is, because that's the whole point in this, the fact of the matter is that you are paid to work there a certain amount of hours, which is what you calculate your salary on. Now, you can answer yourself what the normal work week looks like for you and like what the work hours are in your region, but here it's 8 hours. And that's fairly normal everywhere. And your salary is calculated on that time. In other words, if you are actually being paid for 8 hours, but you're working 12 or whatever, you're actually making less money Like, the company isn't actually paying you the sum that you originally signed up for. They're actually squeezing out more from you than they're compensating for. Now, as I said, if this is a temporary thing and it's a trading of favors here because we're all in this together kind of thing, then I think that that's fine. However, if it's a systematic thing, that's a whole different problem. And as I said, that in essence means that they are exploiting you. That's what they're doing. And I have been in similar discussions before with the previous managers, and I have explained to them, and this has also been in startups and so forth. Very simply, I've said to them that I am willing, because I really like this company, to put in extra hours and really go the extra mile and like make sure that the product is successful if we can't meet the deadlines. But I'm not willing to make this company my life. And I have stuff to do outside of work hours, so does everybody else, and that should be okay. Now, this is a tough pill to swallow for the founders in many cases, especially if it's a very young startup. If you have a young boss who founded this company, so forth, they are most likely, depending on how mature they are as a human being, they might still be in this weird headspace where, because remember, you have to remember from their perspective that this is their company. They founded it, they built it from the ground, they have invested in this company more than you will ever invest. If the company goes under, they usually go under with them. With the company, so it's like for them this is their lifeblood in many ways. You can get another job. For them, it may not be the case. Not always, but for many people who have started their own companies, this is special to them. And it takes a while to mature as a manager before you understand that you cannot have the idea that every employee under you is going to feel the same way. In the beginning, you might think that way. I've seen this happen many times with younger guys and girls who started a company, and they start treating their employees as if, well, why don't you work as hard as I do? Because I didn't found this company. I'm here as an employee. It's nice to work here, but this is not my entire life. That is a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow sometimes. That doesn't mean that you as the worker is unproductive or lazy. It's just that you have more stuff going on than this company. And for some managers, that's very hard to understand. But this is where, as the subscriber was mentioning, you have a very good negotiation position. Because if, as you state, you now feel like your market value has gone up a bit, well, then you have to remember, the only thing your boss has in terms of influence over you, apart from emotional things, if you are insecure in yourself and stuff like that, is that they pay your salary. That's the only power they have. And if you don't care about that they pay you because you have another job or you have options, they have no power. Literally no power at all. The worst thing they can do is fire you in 99% of the time. And So you really have to be able to, because that's what it comes down to. If you want this situation to change and you want to stay in this company, you need to go and talk to your manager about this. You need to explain that you see that there's a trend now where we're consistently working overtime, and either they need to add more staff or they need to readjust the deadlines or something like that. And then just treat this as any sane contractor or sane any sane craftsman would, and that is to, when they ask you how long is this thing gonna take, you give them an accurate answer, the honest, transparent answer, and then you go home at normal hours. And if they tell you that, oh no, this is gonna take too long, we need you to work extra hours, then take that conversation with them and explain, all right, what are you going to do to compensate me for that time? Because I've seen a trend here where we are consistently overtime, working overtime, and we never seem to get anything back from that. If they can't accept that, be willing to walk away. Just walk away immediately. You are a software developer, and in this scenario, because you are a software developer, and because the IT boom is still kind of going on now, you have that option. If it was the case where you were working in a company where it's like the only game in town and you don't really have any other options, then I'm sorry, then you're going to have to suffer with a lot of other people who are in that situation. But as a software developer, you do have the luxury of looking around because the demand is very, very high. So what I want you to take away from this is that at least my personal standpoint on on working overtime is that it should be a favor system where sometimes the company really desperately needs to deliver. And I think that if you are really like that company, you should go in and try to help out. And in return, usually the company appreciates that and compensates you, or you get some flex time or something like that, so that it's a mutual thing. It's a mutual relationship. It's a symbiotic thing, right? Everybody's helping everybody. If you are finding yourself in a company where they're systematically basically exploiting people, then in effect they're just paying you less, and you're not actually and it's digging into your own free time. You have to accept that sort of situation sometimes if you're in a position where you can't move around or you don't have any market value. But if you do, have a look around, because this is not there are companies who do this, but this doesn't have to be for you. There's plenty of companies who understand that a person who is consistently working overtime is not going to be happy about it, and you can always go and get a job somewhere else. But first, take a discussion with your manager, explain the situation, explain how you look at it. If they can't accept that, then just walk away. Have a great day.